we can start entering that ridiculous competition. Now, I have unsubscribed from It's All About Me podcast because I just don't have time to listen anymore. So I only have a very small list, which is sad to say. So I haven't listened for months and months now. But apparently their little competitions are complicated. But I tell you what, I don't know how they could be more complicated than Kathy Bacon's ridiculous. Let's start a competition and announce it at the beginning of November to start 1 month later, where you have to say a certain word and have to talk content and blah, 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 and this and that and something else, and the prize is, wait for it, unknown. Oh, honestly, people.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I haven't listened for months and months now.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2060 of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of December 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we've got some entries into the crema content contest and some cans. Hello, relaxers. Big Fatty, is that like a muscle relaxer? Something very similar. Y'all, you are relaxers today because y'all, Big Fatty is relaxing and enjoying his extra week off away from the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty, we're all enjoying it, especially, especially old Vader. He's enjoying you not being at the coal mine this week. Yes, Big Fatty, anyway, but y'all, I'm getting ready for the big crema party on right. Night for the homosexuals but y'all, and I quite frankly I'm just putting my feet up. Yes, Big Fatty, you just, sometimes you just have to put your feet up. Oh, y'all, that is some buffalo chicken, popcorn chicken, and some blue cheese dressing. Big Fatty, you're gonna be tooting all afternoon. It's true. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I slipped up. Big Fatty, are you okay? Do you need help getting up? No, that didn't slip up. But, y'all, yesterday we had a celebration of exiting the birth canal. That former kerfuffle of the cocktails and kerfuffles, y'all, are that Matthew Crane Higgins. Big Fatty, we missed it, but that's okay. He didn't listen anyway. Well, it's true. But, y'all, two people. One person, today we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and one of the two people is a regular. Big Fatty, does that mean they fiber when they listen? Yeah, probably so. Y'all, and one, gets the BFO, secondhand. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Anything with you secondhand has got to be vulgar. Big Fatty, especially if you're using a secondhand. Big Fatty, never mind. Y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is out there in the Walnut Hills near the surface of the sun. Big Fatty, I hope he can cool down. Y'all, it is none other than Myron. It's Myron. Big Fatty, I thought his name was Gooch. Well, Myron Gooch, you know, it's Big Fatty, is yes. But anyway, has to live with the old gal day in and day out. Big Fatty, there's a place in hydrogen for him. Probably so. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's in the Tejas. It is Joe Zubia. Big Fatty, I thought it was Zubia. No, it's Zubia. Oh, well, that's okay. I just call him Smoking Hot Joe. Oh, okay. But anyway, y'all, so if you see Gooch or Myron or Joe Zubia or Smokin' Hot Joe or any of the above, I hope they have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope they get big fat pieces of cake.
It's Christmas Content Contest Month. It's Christmas Content Contest Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call the BFO or make a comment on the BFO online website. Perhaps once a day, just to keep Scotty the Aussie Battler from annoying the shit out of us. And maybe use the secret code for an extra point. It's Christmas Content Contest Month. Let's call. Or write, of course.
Woodhaven. Y'all, that is Digga. And Digga, thank you again for our intro. For the Crema Content Contest Month. And Big Fatty, I tell you, Scotty, I don't know that we'll ever hear from him, but you may be surprised.
G'day, Big Fatty. Woodhaven. I'm entering the competition. Bye.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, the caller didn't identify themselves. I'm going to have to defer this one to Miss Bacon. First of all, I don't think you'll receive a second entry because you talked after you said Woodhaven. But anyway, Miss Bacon, I'll leave it to you whether the caller gets an initial entry. Big Fatty, the voice sounds awfully familiar, but I'm not sure I could place the face.
That reminds me of the old joke about the Hunchback of Notre Dame and I don't remember how.
Big Fatty was something about he doesn't look familiar, but he looks familiar, but his face rings a bell or something. Big Fatty, don't talk about things you don't know.
Hello, Big Fatty, it's Scotty here. Did I hear Kathy Bacon say that she began work in 1983, or was it 1993? Okay, that's my question. Then again, it's kind of irrelevant because I lost the whole point as to why it even mattered when she started work. But anyway.
Well, y'all, that of course is Scotty and
Wes Craven.
Oh, Wes! Big Fatty, he said Wes Craven.
First of all, Scotty, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice.
Big Fatty, that voice just sounds real familiar.
Yeah, it's Scotty.
Scotty, I don't have the slightest idea. Miss Bacon is a spring chicken. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I'm gonna guess that she started work in 93, because Big Fatty started work in 1980. And I know
that Big Fatty is significantly,
Big Fatty, everybody is significantly older than you, well, with the exception of the Vaughn. Yo.
Big Fatty. This is David Edward James Guy calling in for the Christmas Content Contest. Seriously, Kathy Bacon, get a better title next time. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm here calling to ask you to vote for me in the contest because I deserve to win. And this is David Edward James Guy once again calling from Woodhaven.
Baby, honey, David, thank you so much for the call. Lovely, lovely to hear your voice and
I don't recall what you said, other than you were just, I think today is let's bitch about the contest. Yes, we've got it. It seems to be a theme today. So, there's no voting. There's no voting in this contest unless there's something I don't understand about it. Betty, that may be only voting in the way you don't understand things.
I think I know why Big Fatty is called Big Fatty, because he is big and he wears extra large shirts.
For his
belly.
Okay, Big Fatty, that's the Danburys. Love ya,
Woodhaven.
Damn, Gussie, y'all, that is the Danburys from Big Fatty. Where are they from? I think they're from Danbury. Oh, y'all, that was Drum Major Kev and Brian, and y'all, that was Danbury Jr. Big Fatty, he's a wise young man. He's figured out that you're Big Fatty because you're just enormous, and so there you have it. And thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear all three of your voices, and I've been enjoying seeing your pictures of your decorating and getting ready for old Santa Claus to come up there to the Danbury. Big Betty, do you think Danbury Jr.'s been a good boy this year? Well, I don't know if he has or not, but I have a feeling that it will become very apparent come crumb morning if he's been a good boy or not. Big Fatty, I hope this time he can make up for lost time if he hadn't.
Hello, Big Fatty, this is Scotty. Now listen, there's been some criticism, mainly by me, about this ridiculously complicated competition of Kathy Bacon, and I just want to say I take it all back. It's not complicated at all. The rules have changed a few times, but it's still not complicated, Woodhaven. And I say that it's not complicated because I just listened to the latest episode of Lotsall, and they had a competition live on air with each other about Star Trek. And oh my goodness, not only did it take about 45 minutes to go through the most ridiculous questions you've ever heard in your life that not even the probably writers of the show would be able to answer, but then you get to the end and it doesn't even tell you the answers for each question. It just gives you an overall score. So I take it back. Kathy Bacon's Woodhaven competition, Christmas double entries, is amazing. It is simple. The rules have chopped and changed, but essentially they're the same. Woodhaven, I am getting multiple entries. Thanks, Big Fatty. Love you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That is
Wes Craven.
Oh, Big Fatty. that's Scotty and Big Fatty. He's come full circle. At the beginning of the new show, he bitched and complained, and now he's offering apologies for bitching and complaining. Well, you know, it is the season of miracles. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call and for your clarification. Big Fatty, is that like Aunt Clara? No, nothing like Aunt Clara. Scotty, I don't think you still got the rules down. You have to end the call with Woodhaven. You just can't say it. Well, you can say it, but it didn't count. Big Fatty, poor thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is who am I? Jim M, the number one funky homo. I just wanted to call and enter that contest by what's her name. You know, I really wish I had more to say on the telephone, but I'm afraid I'd start sounding like her and you'd start calling me Jimmy Bacon or something. Anyway, have a nice day, and Woodhaven.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the number one funky homo, Big Fatty. He almost couldn't remember who the hell he was, Jimmy Bacon. Jimmy Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I think that that call clearly indicates that you are somewhere on the Bacon family tree. Big Fatty, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there was some cats that came in here to the villa.
Y'all, our first kid is from that Big Ricky. It is from Big Ricky. Big Ricky's in the Chicago's. It's true. And y'all, you know, Big Ricky is making his own crema cods this year. Big Ricky, this is going to be exciting. Big Ricky, I think he licked it with. I think he got the puppy dogs to lick the envelope. It's true. Oh, look at that, Big Ricky. That is lovely, y'all. It is some sort of a. Y'all, it's three-dimensional. It's got some sort of little urchin. It's got some sort of little urchin listening to something on the headphones, and there's crema trees and snowflakes. And y'all, you open it up, and it says Yeti. It's cold outside, Big Fatty. That must be a Yeti. I didn't know that. It says, "Big Fatty, you are such an amazing person. You have taught me a lot along the way. I am so happy that we crossed one another's paths. All the best in the new year, Big Ricky." Big Fatty, I didn't know that your paths had crossed. Well, Big Fatty, can you imagine what you taught Big Ricky? I have no idea what I taught Big Ricky, but Big Ricky, thank you so much. It's awfully kind words, and I am very impressed with your card making skills. Y'all, our next card is from Dicker and T. Wiggles, and Big Ricky, look, it's Crema Kitty. Y'all, there's also, okay. There's six different crema kitties on here on the front of it. They got little crema bowls and hats, and it says, "Just wanted to personally wish you a Merry Crema." It says, "Thank you for all the joy you bring us throughout the year. My mornings are always better because of your little show. Tom and Terry in the Chicago's." Well, Tom and Terry, thank you so much. That is awfully kind of you to do that. Y'all, our next kid is from Mags. And Big Fatty, how do you know that? Because he signed it Mags. Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty didn't even lick the envelope. Well, I don't know. And inside it says, "Ho, ho, ho. Big Fatty, who's a ho, ho, ho?" Santa Claus is Putin. Big Fatty, I thought Putin ran Russia. No, he's farting. Oh, then you open it up and it says, "Sniff, sniff, milk and cookies." Big Fatty, vulgar. And it says, "This seems like the best card to get for you. Thank you for the fun times in Vegas, Mags." Mags, that is a vulgar. It is just a vulgar card. I just can't believe it. Big Fatty, it just goes to show you that even sweet Mags has become vulgar because of you. And y'all, I think that's all of our cards for today. Big Fatty, when are you going to put the picture up? I'm going to put it up. It'll be up at noon today. Yes, Big Fatty.
Born is the king.
Now, y'all, I've gotten several other suggestions for episodes to play during Crema Week next week, but I need more. Oh, I need more. Big Fatty, you didn't open the Mexican calendar. Oh, well, let's do it real quick. Y'all, number 16, it says, is a picture of Santa Claus jumping up and down, and it says, "Manitos volvía a mira mi cabeza y garabo sobre mis talones por la chimenea Saint Nicholas Lego del un salto."
Big Fatty, don't have any idea what that means.
I don't either. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little bitchin' battle of Big Fatty and Scotty. What do you think of that old Walnut Hill show?
I haven't listened for months and months now.
Oh, well, you know, miracles come in small packages.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.